Welcome to Season 18 of the 5-Minute Biographies podcast from 5minutebiographies.com, where each week we tell you interesting things about interesting people in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutebiographies.com/coffee to see how. This is Episode 1, James Earl Jones. James Earl Jones was one of the most celebrated actors of his generation. Known for his rich, resonant voice and commanding presence, he left an indelible mark on both stage and screen. Over a more than 7-decades-long career, he became a cultural icon, lending his voice to some of the most recognizable characters in film history. Jones was born on the 17th of January, 1931, in Arkabutla, Mississippi, USA. And his journey to success was anything but straightforward. His grandparents raised him in Michigan after his father, the actor and boxer Robert Earl Jones, left the family when James was an infant. His early childhood was challenging. He developed a stutter that made him self-conscious and quiet. For many years, Jones found it difficult to speak, but it was through poetry and public speaking in high school that he began to overcome his speech impediment. The power of language became a central part of his life, and this early struggle would later contribute to the depth and emotion he brought to his roles. Jones attended the University of Michigan, initially studying pre-medicine, but he soon realized that his true passion lay in acting. He trained at the American Theatre Wing in New York City and began his professional career in theatre. His stage work was prolific, and he quickly established himself as one of the leading actors of his generation. Jones received particular acclaim for his portrayal of powerful characters in both classical and contemporary plays, including Shakespearean roles such as Othello and King Lear. His deep, distinctive voice and physical presence made him a captivating performer on stage. Jones's film career began in the 1960s, and although his early roles varied, his voice became his defining feature in Hollywood. His portrayal of Darth Vader in Star Wars in 1977 catapulted him to international fame, even though his face never appeared on screen. As the voice of one of cinema's most iconic villains, Jones brought gravitas and intensity to the character, helping to make Darth Vader one of the most enduring figures in film history. His voice work was so integral to the role that it became almost synonymous with the character's identity. In addition to Star Wars, Jones was known for his work in other major films. He lent his voice to Mufasa, the Lion King, in Disney's animated classic The Lion King in 1994. As Mufasa, Jones' voice carried warmth, authority, and wisdom, perfectly embodying the role of the wise father figure. The film became a beloved global hit, and Jones' performance was one of its standout elements. His voice has since become one of the most recognizable in cinema, characterized by its richness and power. However, it wasn't just voice work that defined James Earl Jones's career. He was also an accomplished screen actor. One of his most celebrated roles came in 1970 when he starred as Jack Jefferson in The Great White Hope, a film adaptation of the stage play in which he had originally performed. His portrayal of the heavyweight boxer, based loosely on the real-life boxer Jack Johnson, earned him an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor. It was a powerful performance showcasing his range and ability to bring depth and complexity to a character fighting racial prejudice. Throughout his career, Jones refused to be limited by the stereotypical roles often offered to African-American actors at the time. He became one of the few African-American actors to break into mainstream Hollywood during the Civil Rights era, setting a precedent for others to follow. His work opened doors for future generations of black actors, and he became a symbol of perseverance and excellence in the industry. As well as being ever-present in the Star Wars universe, James Earl Jones starred in plenty of other movies, including Coming to America alongside Eddie Murphy in 1988, Field of Dreams alongside Kevin Costner in 1989, and The Hunt for Red October in 1990. In The Hunt for Red October, he played Admiral James Greer alongside Alec Baldwin's Jack Ryan, characters from Tom Clancy's successful novels. He reprised the role of Greer in two more Tom Clancy-inspired movies, Patriot Games with Harrison Ford as Jack Ryan in 1992, and Clear and Present Danger in 1994, with Harrison Ford reprising the role of Jack Ryan. Jones also made his mark in television, starring in various roles from drama to comedy. His work in Gabriel's Fire between 1990 and 1991 earned him an Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, and he continued to appear in both film and television well into his later years. His talent and versatility made him one of the most respected actors of his time. James Earl Jones was married twice, first to Julienne Marie in 1968, although that marriage would end in divorce 4 years later. In 1982, he married Cecilia Hart, with whom he had a son called Flynn, and the couple would be together until her death from ovarian cancer in 2016. Despite his fame, James Earl Jones remained grounded and committed to his craft. In interviews, he spoke about the importance of theatre in his life, and often returned to the stage to perform throughout his career. His love for live performance and the immediacy of connecting with an audience was a driving force in his artistic life. Theatre allowed him to express the full range of his talent, and he was lauded for his performances in roles that spanned classical and modern drama. Jones was also a devoted advocate for education and the arts. Over the years, he used his platform to promote literacy, civil rights, and the importance of public service. He was deeply involved in various charitable efforts, and his contributions extended beyond his acting work. On the 9th of September 2024, at the age of 93, James Earl Jones died at his home in Pawling, New York, marking the end of an extraordinary career that influenced generations of actors and filmmakers. His unique voice as a performer and advocate for change made him one of the most admired figures in the entertainment industry. His legacy will continue to inspire artists and audiences, and his body of work is a testament to his immense talent and dedication. I hope you enjoyed that episode of 5-Minute Biographies from 5minutebiographies.com. If you did, why not subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and leave us a review while you're there. Also, why not consider our other 5-Minute podcasts? 5-Minute History, 5-Minute Murder, 5-Minute Mysteries, and 5-Minute Warfare. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.